This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I got an email from Dr. Shealy saying that he would be broadcasting from home with me today. The clinic is closed for Decoration Day. And we don't have Dr. Shealy yet, so it's going to be just me. It might be just me for the entire broadcast. If so, I'll be telling you about some tips from my unwritten or unfinished, unpublished, not-for-sale book. If you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, provided by Global Star. 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. You know, Jason, why don't we start with that clip? That's a clip that I wrote and recorded many years ago, 6 years ago. It's about Memorial Day. And some of my thoughts about Memorial Day. It's very, very hard to find. It's on YouTube. And I believe that if you do a search, you will not find it, unless you go to the Ron Gibson channel and then search for Vincent Fennelli, USA Prepares, Memorial Day, if you want to share this with friends and family. Jason, would you mind playing that? The federal government partial shutdown has taken a dire turn for our country. Okay. Politicians have shown their true colors. They've demonstrated that they are not on the side of we the people. Our World War II memorial belongs to us. It's a remembrance of the ultimate price many have paid. Losing life, limbs. Many have been wounded, but all have been scarred for their entire lives. The National Park can you, are you playing that directly from YouTube? Okay, well, I'll tell you what then. How about this? How about if you convert that to an MP3 while I'm continuing the broadcast, and then we'll play it as an MP3. Would that work? Okay. All right, class, that's what we're going to do. So we have a bandwidth issue, and that's why it's so choppy, and I really wanted you to hear the whole thing. So I was thinking about Memorial Day today, and what is it? Well, my parents and grandparents called it by its original name, Decoration Day. The annual day that we Americans remember those who died in wars. The graves of the dead from the wars were decorated with flowers honoring the memories of brothers, fathers, grandfathers, cousins, uncles, dear friends, and neighbors. The day honoring the war dead now is the last Monday in May. It's not a specific day. I'm sorry, it's not a specific date, as it was in 1868, which was May 30th. Because it's not a specific day, such as July 4th, we don't say happy May 30th to each other, whereas we might say happy 4th of July, which, by the way, is Independence Day, but it's been twisted to become the 4th of July. It's a day of mourning. It's a day for mourning the dead from wars in which Americans died. Although it's become more perverted in recent days, celebrated as the unofficial start of summer, celebrated by the GDP, having pool parties, beach parties, powerboat outings, and barbecues, it's actually a somber day to remember those who fought and died in battles. Most historians agree that Decoration Day started during the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the War Between the States, also known as the Civil War. The graves of the loved ones killed were decorated with flowers. In 1967, Decoration Day was renamed Memorial Day by law. In 1971, a few years later, the day of decoration was moved from May 30th to the last day in Monday. I'm sorry, the last Monday in May, so that the GDP would have a three-day weekend to enjoy reveling, races, barbecues, pool parties, and the like. Instead of remembering the real purpose of Decoration Day, that's what we've been accustomed to doing recently. And although the war from 1861 through 1865 was about states' rights, that war that brought about Decoration Day was taught in public schools to be about slavery and freeing the slaves, black men, women, and children who were forcibly enslaved by people in the Americas. They were sold by merchants in the North, to Southerners. They were brought here on ships. And to make history a little bit more complete, Jewish merchants brought slaves to the Americas on Jewish-owned ships. So there's a lot of credit to go around. For some people, we'll do anything for money, including selling other people. Amit,
and his,
in yes, Massachusetts, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Finnelly. And good morning, Dr. Sheely. If he's there, I'm not sure. It's Monday, so typically he comes on Monday.
So typically he... there, then... Yeah, Dr. Sheely, we haven't found him yet. We have called his home, and we receive a busy signal. He's not in the office, okay. And so he might be on the phone with a patient, so I don't know. So it's,
yeah,
it's
today
just...
is a Memorial Day. I would rather call it Ascension Day. So mm-hmm. He might have something interrupting him. So I had two questions for him. If you permit me, I can tell those questions, or... I can call later.
Sure, sure. You can mention those questions. I can jot down some notes, and
okay.
You know, if and when we hear from them, I can ask them.
Okay. So just as you have that acronym GDP, there's another acronym SAD, that is Standard American Dad. So my first question was, what are his views for colonoscopy for those who don't take the Standard American Diet? That was the first one. And the second is that what are his views on heating food and water in a microwave oven?
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Dr. Sheely, I can tell you that Dr. Sheely does not use a microwave oven.
We use it only for timer and shelf space.
Right. Maybe to hold down the counter or something like that. But, I've been to Norm Shuley's house many, many times. I have not seen a microwave oven in his home. I have not, at his farm in north of Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Sheely believes that microwave frequencies are injurious to the body and he believes that 5G is even worse. And 5G, he and I both believe the same thing, that 5G debilitates the body, that it causes it to become more susceptible to maladies, injuries, viruses, and so forth. So it weakens the immune system.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I just say people who I know are who don't care about me, I should say, that no handset, even for 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 4G, LTE, has ever been tested for safety, but the safety for human use or human long-term use. But people just brush it off and just don't pay attention to that. So 5G is a monster compared to all these lower Gs. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think Dr. Shealy practices or takes a position for.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I might talk about today, I was planning on doing this on Thursday, but I might end up talking about some of this today. But let me share this story with you. Back in the 1990s, I was a computer jockey. I was a computer jockey back in the 1980s. And my family had a computer manufacturing company. And it was really on our farm. We literally had a building on our farm that we dedicated to manufacturing computers. And so we picked the cases, the chassis, the enclosures, the power supplies, the motherboards, the memory, the processors, the peripheral devices like the modems, the video cards, sound cards, etc. And I sent the entire assembly off to a laboratory. We were in Virginia when we did this. Sent it off to California for measuring the electromagnetic radiation that came out of this computer. And so here's what I wanted to say. This all ties to exactly what you were mentioning about microwaves. So what I did was I selected a case that was all metal, not plastic. Now, there was a plastic front on it, a decorative front, but behind that was a complete metal chassis. And the power supply of this particular computer was in another case, so that the power supply, the electromagnetic radiation coming from the power supply, would not confuse the rest of the circuitry in the chassis. Okay? So, now, here's what I did. Back in the early days of manufacturing these computers, they were 16 megahertz, 16 million cycles per second processors. Then they became faster, 25 megahertz, 33 megahertz, 40, 50, 100 megahertz, 333 megahertz, 500, 700, 800. Now, ultimately, 1,000 and faster. 1,000 megahertz is a gigahertz. And what I used to do is I was a consultant, and I would design the computer systems, I would build them, and then I would install them at the customer's locations. Now, these were hospitals.
Yeah, I remember you had told that you worked for Virginia School Systems. And I think the music is coming.
Yeah. Do you want to hold on?
I'll hold.
Yeah, stay with me, and we'll talk a little bit more about this, and I'll tell you the rest of the story, Klaus. You might find it interesting. And it relates to electromagnetic radiation and the brain and the rest of the body. Ahmed is with us. He's in Massachusetts. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Looks like it's me today. And we're trying to reach Dr. Shealy. But in the meantime, Amit and I are talking about electromagnetic radiation. I'm sharing a story that I have shared several times on the air before. But the point is, so as these computers got faster, I noticed that as I worked on them, I became more confused. Now, here is the situation. Now, imagine this, class. Imagine a workbench that is carpeted. And computers are aligned, eight of them wide, side by side by side. And I'm loading software in the evenings for school systems. And what I would do initially is I'd load software on the first computer. And when it finished, I would load the second software application, then the third, then the fourth, then the fifth. And there might be 50 applications. And I'd load them one at a time. And after I loaded the first application, I could take the disks from that application and go to the second computer and load the applications and onto the third and the fourth. So instead of waiting for doing one at a time, I had an assembly line. And to check the heating and the cooling of the cases, and I would literally feel the video card heatsink, the processor, heat sink, the memory. I would make sure the cables were all secured and tied down properly. And I would do visual inspections while I was loading the software. So I'd have the covers of the cases off. Now, at 16 megahertz, no problem. 25, 100 megahertz, no problem. But when we got up to about 800 megahertz, I became confused. I would literally forget, what did I do to which computer? I didn't have a problem doing that in the early days. So, you know, I'm talking like the year before. So was I losing my mind? And what I found out was I had to write down, make a checklist of all the applications. I'd photocopy it, and I said, okay, here's what I did on this computer and so forth. Well, I decided to experiment. What would happen if I put the covers back on these cases and screwed them down and made a Faraday cage or something close to a Faraday cage of this computer, except for the air inlet vents to cool the chassis and the exit from the power supply? I was fine. So what I learned was as we got close to a gigahertz or a 1,000 megahertz, it confused my brain. But when I shielded my brain from that by closing the cases, I was fine. So then I learned that, you know, as in radio frequency transmissions, you know, the farther you are away from that radio station, the harder it is to get it. The harder it is to get that faraway television station.
That's inverse square law, yes.
That's correct. And that's exactly what we're teaching right now, Amit, the inverse square law. So distance is your friend. Now, by the way, class, I haven't introduced Amit formally. He's a PhD and a lawyer. Is that right?
Or retired one. Yeah, retired. Fortunately, retired. Yes.
Yeah. And he follows USA Prepares, and he has been for quite some time, and he writes me these magnificent emails. Very, very bright guy, very insightful, lots of intuition, and he's on the air today. So I wanted to introduce you a little bit. I don't know how much you want to share about your background, but it's quite impressive. So
I would say that I've been involved in the EST and EMC testing of electronic equipment, that is electrostatic discharge and electromagnetic compatibility. So all I can say that better designed power supplies have their own separate shielding, maybe for similar considerations as you described, that they don't interfere with the rest of the circuitry. So I'm somewhat familiar with that testing.
Right, and I'm glad that we're talking about this, because what we have learned, class, is really simple. If you're close to, let's say you're standing in the good old days, like, well, maybe in January, and you were just talking with a group of friends, you'd all be within a few feet of each other. The farther apart you get, the harder it is to understand what is happening. So and what is said. And the farther apart you are from electromagnetic radiation, the better it is for you. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about microwaves, and distance is your friend, because that was one of the topics that I was going to talk about on Thursday. But we'll do it right now here with our expert, Dr. Amit. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Baltimore shortly to take part in a Memorial Day ceremony there over the objections of that city's Democratic mayor. Baltimore is still on lockdown because of the coronavirus, and Mayor Jack Young said in a tweet yesterday that the president should stay home, saying a presidential visit sends the wrong message. The president, though, saying he's not changing his plans, and he and the First Lady will be there as scheduled.
Millions of Americans have been venturing out over this Memorial Day weekend in some of the biggest crowds seen since the start of the virus pandemic. In Ocean City, Maryland, this family from New Jersey said they just simply had to get out and go to the beach.
We just wanted to get away, have the kids have some fun, and not have this ruin such a big holiday. We just wanted to get away from Jersey.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three Republican groups are suing California's Governor Gavin Newsom for what they call an illegal power grab. The Democrat issuing an executive order to send mail-in ballots to all registered voters for the November general election, saying he wants to reduce the spread of the virus. The Republican National Committee, National Republican Congressional Committee, and the California Republican Party argue that ballots could be sent to people who have moved or died. The groups say that could increase the risk of voter fraud. President Trump is welcoming a new addition to the family, a lawyer, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
His youngest daughter, Tiffany, has recently graduated from Georgetown Law School. At 26, Tiffany is President Trump's daughter with his second ex-wife, actress Marla Maples. She had to give up the traditional commencement ceremony after school shut down and shifted to online instruction because of the coronavirus outbreak. Tiffany Trump is the first lawyer in the family business. Her older siblings, Donald, Ivanka, and Eric, followed their father into the world of business. Her younger brother, Barron, is 14 and enrolled in a private school in Maryland.
In Orlando, Florida, Disney World's not yet reopened, but Universal Studios is planning to reopen on the 5th of June. The theme park outlining new safety measures that will be in place, including social distancing and face masks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right, you got some great news, class. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And we've got Amit in Massachusetts, and we've been talking about electromagnetic radiation. And just to round out the discussion, what we've been saying is distance is your friend. So the farther you are away from an electromagnetic radiation type device, the safer you will be from being damaged by it. So if you have a microwave oven, and I'm not recommending you get one, and if you use one, my feeling is keep it as far away from you as possible. Keep it out of a high traffic area if it's going to be in your kitchen. Don't put it where it's going to be blasting you. By being close to it, keep it out of the way and make sure the door seals don't have any rice or food particles in them. They have to be absolutely clean. So the mating surface of the door to the door frame has to be absolutely clean. Never slam the microwave door because you could damage the seal, damage the tolerances of which the door fits into the door frame. So be very, very careful with the door and make sure it's clean. And make sure that it's out of the way if you're going to use it. Never look in a microwave oven. Never. That's beyond crazy to me. It'll do just fine without you looking at it. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, any thoughts about the dangers of microwave ovens?
Well, they are so dangerous, I don't own one and never have. I don't believe in them. I think they are among the worst of all devices ever created.
Okay. So, class, here's an interesting thing, and then I know Amit's got a whole bunch to share with us. So the police use microwave devices. They take the form of radar guns, and they've had handheld radar guns for years. So the police in the patrol cars will have this device. It looks like a trigger-operated gun, like a taser. And a little bit bigger than that, and it's on a cord, and if they see you, they can just take this old pistol grip gun that transmits microwave radiation. They can aim it at you and your car, and they can determine their speed. Okay, and when they're not using them, typically with all the paraphernalia that they have in their police cruisers, they would put the radar gun on their lap, and it would be humming along, and it would give them testicular cancer. Dr. Shealy, your comments about that?
A deserving bunch, but I'm sorry. You know, I really just don't like a great deal of modern technology. It is the worst in the world, and of course, the evil empire is looking to get more so.
Mm-hmm. Amit, back to you.
Yes, sir. That is what I can recall from another RBN show, that is Mr. John Moore's show, where an electronics expert, Mr. Tom Berry Hill, comes on, I think, Tuesdays and Fridays. So he said that some Motorola walkie-talkie was designed, but I think at about 900 megahertz or some similar frequency, the antenna length was just maybe 1.5 inch or less than that. So when they were talking or using that walkie-talkie, the antenna was very close to eyes or eye region. So they had to redesign the antenna so that the radiation was not very strong into the eyes of the user. That's the other thing I can recall from Mr. Berry Hill.
That is a great, great point. And so we have these digital cordless phones. They're everywhere. And they are using microwave frequencies. A lot of people hold them right against their head, and they can transmit from that handheld, in-the-house-type landline wireless telephone to the base station in their house, and they think that's really great. Well, it is a microwave frequency. And although it's not a cell phone, it's similar in many ways. And you're absolutely right, because that when you're on a telephone, you're very, very close to the eyes. I mean, within 2 inches? And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about the microwave frequencies that come out of cordless phones, cell phones, and eye damage?
Well, as you know, I don't own one and never will. I absolutely refuse to put a dumb phone to make my brain dumber under any circumstance. They are, well, almost like looking at the microwave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, class, you can be absolutely certain that all microwave ovens leak. All microwave ovens leak, regardless of whether it's made by Sharp, Panasonic, KitchenAid, whatever label it has on it, it probably came from an Asian country, Korea, Taiwan, maybe if you're lucky, Korea if you're lucky, most probably China. They have limited life expectancies, and they all leak, all of them. And not only do they leak, there are other things that leak. For example, I was hired to be the primary consultant for the city of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And my job was to automate the entire city, which would be the police department, the fire department, the city hall, the mayor's office, parks and recreation, the entire city government. And it was spread out over a number of buildings. And one of the buildings was the airport. And during my attempt to automate the airport, I went into the control tower. And that's where those guys and gals spend their time looking out windows, looking at screens, and there's radar above there. And then in a room in the center of the control tower is a lot of electronic equipment. I went in the room just to see what was what and what I needed to automate, and I could not do it. I became so confused and so dizzy just walking into this room with this massive amount of electronic equipment on rack upon rack upon rack. I could not think. I'm not kidding. Dr. Shilley, any comments about that?
Well, it's all part of the whole nonsense, and anything that doesn't make common sense is nonsense, but this is among the worst. And it's damaging to your brain. We have unequivocal evidence of that. And we've known for 30 years that people who use these stupid, dumb phones double the incidence of brain cancer.
I don't remember.
What things to this discussion?
Sure.
Okay. One is something Dr. Shilley has already cautioned, that someone has to be out of his mind to use an electric car or hybrid car or something like that. And I heard something confirmatory from Mr. Tom Berryhill that in a hybrid car, he tried to install some electronics like a transceiver or ham transceiver. And it was very, very difficult to quiet the car electrically, in the sense that interference from so many sensors or computers or chargers did not go into the ham transceiver equipment. So that is one part. And the second is that the popularity of these wearable devices like Fitbit watches, so on and so forth. So I call those idiots that you are running another local oscillator on your wrist apart from the mobile phone, which is in your pocket or wallet or wherever, but people just don't pay any attention at all that their watch, like Fitbit or Apple or whatever, is another mobile phone. So they are having double radiation. If they have a Bluetooth device in the ear, that's the third local oscillator at a couple of gigahertz running so close to their brain. But nobody pays attention to that. That's all.
Well, let's face it, the vast majority of people are not paying attention to life. They're ignoring too many bum things.
Well, Dr. Shilley, let's get really specific about what Amit is talking about. He's talking about a local oscillator strapped, not in your pocket, but strapped to your wrist. Now, what is the possibility of this device running at megahertz frequencies that is transmitting 24/7, you know, as long as you're wearing this thing, that is in direct contact, no air gap between the device and your skin, direct contact. What is your concern, or is there a concern about bone cancer or cellular damage wearing a transmitter on your wrist?
Also, cardiac damage, because other than your brain, the most sensitive electrical organ in your body is your heart. And these things carry an increased risk that you're going to wind up with auricular fibrillation, or atrial fibrillation is now called, and other problems, including immune deficiencies, cancer.
Amit, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you spared that Bluetooth ear devices, so it's logical to think that what they will be doing. But I think that's another peril, unnecessary peril being faced by the users every day. So that's all I would say. And if you could just tell Dr. Shilley about my colonoscopy question.
Why don't you ask him?
Yeah, Dr. Shili, I want to know your opinion on desirability of colonoscopy on people who stay clear of the standard American diet.
Well, the standard American diet sucks, and I'm being kind because I'm on the radio. Let's face it, 80% of the food eaten in this country is junk, J-U-N-K. Therefore, it is damaging to your entire body.
Okay.
And what about people who do not eat the standard American diet, that don't eat junk from McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, Carl's Jr., and the like? People who actually eat good, fresh food. Do you think that they need to consider a colonoscopy, or if there are no symptoms, or not?
I personally think that if they do have a good diet and no symptoms, there's no need for a colonoscopy. I think the chances of finding something are less than the chances of damage from the colonoscopy.
Thank you.
And Dr. Shili, can you describe the colonoscopy process? So for those who have never ventured to even think about this, if you get a chance to look at the equipment, class, I think you'd say, I tell you what, to use Joey's words, Joey in Michigan, let me think about that. which really means he's not going to do it.
Take a small garden hose and imagine sticking it in your anus. And not only in your anus, but all the way up your colon and across to the other side. I mean, wow.
How long is this, Dr. Shili? We're not talking about a few inches here.
No. We're talking about, what, I would say 24 inches at least.
24 inches. Class, this thing is the diameter of like a 5/8-inch standard garden hose.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding. And where has it been before it got to you?
You feel like we'll be right back. All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I know this is radio, and we've been talking about colonoscopies. Amit's with us in Massachusetts, and he raised the question. And so let me just try to explain it to you this way. Dr. Shuley said that the device that goes up into the colon is about 24 inches long. Now, if you want to know how long that is, stretch your arm out. Okay? Stretch your arm out. And from the tips of your fingers, okay, to your shoulder, that's about 24 inches long. So, all right? Now, then to get an even brighter picture of this, take your thumb and your forefinger and put them together, okay? The circle that's made on the inside is a little bit larger than the diameter of this device. And there's a prep that goes with, you know, to prepare for this. They want to make sure that they're not going to bump into anything when they do this procedure. So they have you drink this solution. And this solution will evacuate your digestive system all the way to your stomach. And so there won't be much in there to go bumping into. And Dr. Shuley, what is the risk of just doing that, just drinking this solution that will put you on the toilet for an evening? I mean, you're going to be tied to the toilet. I mean, you don't have to be. It's just a mess if you don't get tied to one.
You know, it's dangerous. That's all you can say. It's risky to your life and health.
And aren't there risks for those with ventricular dysfunction, congestive heart failure? Because they're going to be drinking this about a gallon of polyethylene glycol. It is really slippery stuff. And it's so slippery, anything in your intestines comes flying out. I mean, flying out. It's like having diarrhea for hours on end. And they want you to keep drinking it. They want you to drink the whole thing. The instructions say, drink the whole thing. And they give you a time limit to drink it. And hardly anybody can do it. I mean, you've got to be huge in order to have the volume to drink as much as they want you to drink. and you will be empty by doing this.
I have two more thoughts.
Okay.
Could I say that?
Sure.
Yeah. One is that one is anecdotal in the sense that I have a neighbor who is across by street. So he once told me that his brother developed the colonoscopy machines in the technical sense, not the medical sense. But his brother's unequivocal recommendation was never have it done unless there is a symptom or unless there is a very compelling reason. So that was part one. And part two is the other chemical which made me terrified. That is, when I turned 50, I think as a part of standard of care, my physician recommended me. And he said that they also administer some pharmaceutical which makes one forget what happened during that procedure, just to make people more comfortable and not think about that, so on and so forth. So I got really terrified by this memory altering or memory impacting chemical. I said, no, I don't, if I have to get that done, I'll get that done, but I don't want to be made to forget that. So that's another chemical maybe Dr. Sheely can educate us more about. But I was very terrified of this memory altering chemical.
Dr. Sheely, your thoughts about the memory-altering chemical, and I know what Amit is talking about. He's saying that the doctors and the nurses, you know, if you say, "Does this hurt?" they'll say, "Oh, you won't remember a thing."
Exactly.
That's what he's talking
something like
about.
Well, yeah, as with all drugs, especially those that affect your mind and your brain, they are dangerous. I don't like one of them. There's not one in the world that I would like or even consider prescribing.
Amit, here's something that might connect some of the dots. I once asked a nurse about circumcision for our children. And the nurse said, oh. I said, is it painful? Well, they won't remember it. They won't remember
it. Yeah, that's enough said, I should say.
You know, I've got some puppies here. I've got, I don't know, maybe they're 13 weeks old, and they're German Shepherd puppies. And they are completely dependent on us. I mean, if we take care of them, that's good for them. If we abuse them, that would be terrible for them. And when you think about it, things are done to people who don't know what's happening, like these puppies. They really don't know what's happening. I mean, I could poison them, or I can give them a nutrition. And they don't know. They trust me. And I think one of the things that we're talking about is a trust issue here, and we shouldn't all be placing trust in people that we don't know, because of if you read about some of the risks of a colonoscopy, including but not limited to death, there are plenty of complications that you might say, you know what, let me think about it. Amit, would you like to? Yeah, like Joey, would you like to hold Amit?
I think I'm done. Thank you. There must be another caller. Thank you.
Thank you, Amit.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.